mention a BEA is so negligible. We don't do it in New York anymore. It's just too expensive and too crazy. You've spoken at New York, you know, several times.
Now we just
do it twice a year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Big Apple is the Big Apple, but boy, for convenience and getting there, and I believe this year we're again right down the street from the airport, right? So you don't have to rent a car.
Well, it's really at the end of the runway. But folks, just so you know, you don't even have to go on the terminal. Just let them off the plane. You know.
Yeah, and don't even worry to get hit because they'll land at the wrong airport anyway, like the Southwest.
But it's right at the L.A. airport, and it's at the we're back at the Westin Hotel.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Just so convenient, and you know, just you don't have to have that expense of a rental car and then sit on the rental car. I've been at events before where you rent the car and you pay $300 for a week, and it just sits in the garage the whole time.
Yeah,
so.
Here, I mean, they have a shuttle bus that takes you right to the hotel like every 10 minutes. It's literally at the end of the runway, and we have a special block of rooms for only $109. So if you're bringing someone with you, it's like $55 a person. I mean, it's crazy cheap, and also this year, just it starts on March 6th, but we're starting at like 1 o'clock. So even if you're on the East Coast, you can fly in early on Thursday and get there for the opening, and you can fly back on Sunday afternoon. So you don't have to, you know, take a red eye or anything. We're making it easy for everybody on the West Coast. The East Coast on the West Coast. Obviously, it's really easy to get to LAX, and it's right there. So March 6th through 9th, starts Thursday at 1, ends Sunday afternoon. You can get back, and we're going to give tons of information tonight. Those of you, the 16 who are going to win tonight, you can bring a guest for free. And for everybody else, by the way, it's only, you know, we made it $397 for two people. So this is not something where we're, you know, asking thousands of dollars for you to come. We want you to come and really network and learn. And let me just before we start teaching, I've known Tom for many years.
Close to 200 years, I think.
200 years, I think.
Yeah,
that is exactly. And I've also, I mean, Tom has been to virtually every event. He sits through everyone. He helps people. But he also is, what I love about him, he's very honest with me, and he says, Rick, you know, this thing worked really well. This thing really sucked. Just don't do it like that. You know, you got to improve this. And every event, we always make it better and better. We make changes. And Tom is part of our team in terms of bopping me on the head and making me, you know, do things better. So I appreciate that. And you've been to a lot of events, and you see good things and bad things. And
I've been around a bit. I've been, you know, almost 3,000 presentations around the world, and God knows how many free ones when I was coming up through the ranks. So you see a lot of stuff, and we try to bring the best practices to this event so that it's really a great experience for it. Okay,
right.
So let's get rolling here. For those of people rolling in like crazy, just want to remind you how you're going to win tonight. You'll keep your email handy, and I'll be giving you words and phrases to put in your subject line, and then the first people that hits my inbox, then you will win a set of tickets, which allows you to bring a friend. And the only caveat is if you know you can't be in Los Angeles March 6th through 9th, you know, don't play. You're going to get a fortune of information tonight, whether you win the tickets or not. I mean, because that's the way Rick and I roll. We don't, no matter whether it's paid or free or what, we give high value whenever we're around. So you're going to get that. But just don't play if you know you can't be there. But if you can be there, the way you play is to be ready for the subject line, and then email me, and I'll pick whoever the first two is every time we do this. And then the one caveat is that we want to make sure you show up. So many people, when they win something or they're going for free, they say, oh, they have good intentions, but they don't show. So you'll put up $100 no-show deposit, which you'll get back right at the beginning as soon as you get there. So there's no hassle with that. And that way we know you're serious about coming, and then you'll be put on the list. So that's the little deal there. Okay, so only one short announcement, and then we'll get rolling here. Monday, I have one slot left for VIP video day at my retreat center, where you get an entire day. I'm just going to give you the link to it. Go there later and then take a peek at it if you know you're in shooting range of Virginia Beach, which is where it'll be. It's anteon.com/VIPvideoday.htm. anteon.com/VIPvideoday.htm. Okay, let's get rolling. Here we go. Well, we've got with us tonight the fantastic Rick Frischman. And I'll tell you what, this guy, he's
working. You don't have to do a whole long intro. Just do a shorty, please.
It's hard to do a shorty on a guy like you. But, I mean, he's worked with guys, you know, some of the biggest names you've ever heard of. Stephen King, you ever heard of that guy? Bill Moyers. Mark Victor Hansen, the chickens from Chicken Soup fame, and John Grisham. You've heard of these guys. Now, this is the one that always cracks me up, that this, you don't hear in the same sentence every time. Howard Stern and Jimmy Carter. So you can't get much further away than that. So this guy has got a really wide range, I'll tell you. You know, what he's going to be talking about tonight is, you know, a select group of authors, consultants, and speakers, and information marketers, and other entrepreneurs have been generating hundreds of thousands of dollars of publicity for themselves, and while everybody else is fighting it out to sell two books out of their basement. And so this guy used to own a company, and he was the founder of Plan Television Arts. This was a massive publicity firm right in the Big Apple, the New York. For 30-some years, he's been in this field. So he really knows his stuff. He knows all the big publishers. He knows the agents. By the way, they're going to be quite there's some serious agents and publishers that will be at this event that you'll rub shoulders with and have a chance to actually meet one-on-one and make your pitch to. So besides all the other good training, you're going to have that stuff. So, Rick, thanks for being on here. Tell us what's going on out there so they can sell more books.
All right. Well, there's so much free stuff for you, and welcome, everybody. Again, I ran the biggest book PR firm in America for 35 years. I just started my 38th year doing book publicity and coaching people and helping people. And we're going to talk about some marketing techniques and publicity techniques for little or no money. And we're also going to talk about getting published, really important. I just had my 15th book is coming out this, actually February 1, called Networking Magic, second edition. And I am the crappiest writer in America. And I don't know how to write, but I use ghostwriters, and I know how to do it. I've sold hundreds of thousands of books, and we're going to talk about the secrets of getting published and writing a book proposal and how to get it done, and also the three different ways of getting published in America. First and foremost, no matter what, whether I am a producer looking to put you on as a guest on a radio show or TV show, or I am a publisher, which, by the way, I am. I'm a publisher at Morgan James Publishing. I published 150 books this year. We have about 1,500 titles. Our new website's up, morganjamespublishing.com. We'll talk about a traditional publisher, but we can get books out really quickly. We have several books that have hit the New York Times list. We have bookstore distribution. So talking as a publisher as well, I want to tell you what I'm looking for and the first thing that I do. And there are four parts of a publicity chair. So get ready to start writing here. Four things we need to start doing in terms of marketing and publicity. The first leg of a publicity chair is internet. Of course, we're talking to Tom, who's the number one guru in the world. But I'll give you my take on it. The other three is radio, TV, and print. We're going to talk about all three of those. With internet, the first thing I'm going to do, or Tom will do, or a producer will do, is do a Google search and see if your name comes up and see see what we find. I sat with Scott Hoffman at our event, who's one of the top literary agents in the world, and I brought him an author that I thought he'd be interested in. He had his MacBook Air in front of him. He put in her name, and within 2 minutes, he saw whatever websites came up, checked out her website, said, "Up, not a big enough platform for me. That's good. Give her to somebody else." And that's how fast it is and how much time you have. So, first and foremost, I want you to own yourname.com. That's homework assignment number one. I have rickfrischman.com, thomasantion.com. First thing to write down is Rick's Cheap Domains, rickscheapdomains.com. It's my website getter, URL getter. It's only $9.95. I think I make 2 cents. We don't make money on it. And it's only $9.95 per URL. I want you to have your name, misspellings of your name, and I want you to write down 5 titles of your book tonight, right now. And here is the secret sauce. The title of your book is 1 to 5 words. We're moving this along fast. We're giving you lots of content, short amount of time. 1 to 5 words. Think about books that have sold well. Blink. The 4-Hour Work Week. Where's Your Wow? Guerrilla Publicity. 1 to 5 words. And if you don't own the URL for the title of your book, it's not the title of your book. The subtitle of your book is what you're going to teach them. Okay, what is, 17 ways to get people to love you, 18 strategies to lose weight by next week, 24 ways to have $100 by tomorrow. I mean, so what is the book going to do for you? But the title is 1 to 5 words, and you need to own it. Back to your name. If you can't get your name, if I'm trying to get TomAntion.com and it's taken, then I would get the TomAntion.com, the one and only TomAntion.com, the original Tom Antion. I would also get Tom Antion author, TomAntionSpeaker.com, and I'm sure, Tom, you probably own 100 URLs with your name in it. But also misspelling. Now, Tom's name is pretty easy to spell, but again, mine is Rick Frischman, R-I-C-K-F-R-I-S-H-M-A-N, but a lot of people put a C in there. So I also own it with F-R-I-S-C-H-M-A-N, and when it gets redirected for free. And one other tip, by the way, if you have children or grandchildren, buy their name now, their URLs, and it costs $9.95 a year. It'll be a great present for them because they're going to need it down the road. Secondly, you need to have a website. Tom has a million people who can do websites for you. I have folks who can do websites for you. But check out my site, rickfrischman.com, as an example, where what you'll see, number one, I talk to you. I have updated pictures. I have pictures with famous people. I have testimonials. I have a media section, most important, where you can see me on Fox News and Oprah, et cetera. You can see newspaper stories about me in the Wall Street Journal. Now, that's credibility. So you should have, every time you do a radio or TV show or newspaper story, you put it on your site. You should have testimonials there, links to buy your book. Obviously, if there are affiliate links to other people that you trust and love, and we'll talk more about that, you can have affiliate links up there, and Tom teaches you about the right and the wrong and how to do it. I mean, he kind of polices us so that we make sure that if we do have affiliate links, we let people know that. But most importantly, they should be able to see you, hear you, get your energy, fall in love with you right away. And lastly, you need to have an ethical bribe on your site. In my case, it's my $1 million Rolodex, which is, we're actually just updating it now. I update it twice a year, which is 141 pages long. So when I'm on TV or radio, I don't say go to author101.com or go to rickfrischman.com to buy my book. I say go there and get your free $1 million Rolodex. So, yes, everybody, if you don't have it, go and get it now. But that is my ethical bribe to get you into my system so that I can communicate with you and talk to you and make you a raving fan. So that autoresponders start hitting and I communicate with you and give you information, et cetera, and not try to sell you, but try to help you. So now when you get emails from me and my newsletters, or you get blogs, you on my blog, you're interested in having a relationship. And the system I use is the exact same one that Tom uses. Tom's is Kickstart Cart, right?
Yep.
You know, and mine is Rick's Web Solution. It goes to the same place. But it's a shopping cart system that's very reasonable, that I think works better, because I am really dumb, and even I know how to send out a newsletter and do some things on it. And there are other systems out there that are good, but they're just complicated, and I want to make sure I recommend something that I know how to do. But there are other great systems, and Fusionsoft works well, but generally you got to be a little bit more sophisticated, have a bigger list, you know. I guess Constant Contact is, you know, on the cheaper end. You can just, you know, do something cheap. But check them all out, and check out, you know, our systems. But you need a system to collect email addresses, have autoresponders go off, and send out newsletters, et cetera. That's how many of you on this call heard about it, is Tom sent it out to his list. I sent a message out to my list and posted on Facebook, et cetera. So number one is your website. That's the first thing a producer is going to go to, or a publisher or a literary agent is going to check out, and check out mine and have all those things on there, the most important thing. Number two part of promotion is I want you all to be on the big four, and they are Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube. Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube, because they're all free. Tom, I see, actually, you know, has his own group on Facebook. I have several groups. I have my own profile. And there's a lot of secrets about, you know, doing things on Facebook that actually Tom teaches, with ads and not ads, et cetera. But you need to be there and develop, you know, a presence and do something all the time. So I actually put some type of posting on all of those just about every day. YouTube, I do a video maybe once a week. And then lastly, I think you should have a blog as well. Mine is rickfrischmanblog.com. WordPress is free. But the problem with a blog is you got to actually do something with it all the time. You got to put stuff up there, and it's a pain in the butt. But you know, if you have books, which you all will very soon, you can just take certain portions of your book and post, you know, good little goodies up there all the time. By the way, I'm calling in on a landline, and believe it or not, landline sometimes drops out. So if it does, I'll call right back and you just keep going. But it happened a few days ago, so just in case I drop out, I'll call right back.
Well, you're doing good for now, but I think it's time to give away a couple tickets.
All right, let's give away some tickets.
Okay, so for those of you just checking in, you're going to put a specific phrase in your subject line of your email, and you're going to email orders, O-R-D-E-R-S, at antion.com. That's A-N-T-I-O-N.com, orders at antion.com. And I thought we'd take this opportunity to highlight some of the great things that are going to happen at the event. And so some of these are going to be speakers that are going to be there. So if you want to get on TV, Starley Murray is going to be there. The fabulous Starley Murray, 3,000 presentations on TV around the world, and celebrity image consultant for years. So if you want to win some tickets, you're going to put the following phrase in your subject line. Except I got to tell you one thing. Please don't do it if you know you can't be in Los Angeles March 6th through 9th. And we're going to ask you to put up a $100 no-show deposit that you would get back as soon as you get there. And I just saw an email. Somebody jumped the gun, Rick, and it says, "Sorry, Murray." I'm sorry, sir, you jumped the gun. So here we go. On behalf of Starley Murray, I want you to put in your subject line, "I want to be on TV." Do it now. I want to be on TV.
Just See, they're jumping the gun, wanting those tickets.
That's yeah, okay. Sorry, Murray. Where did I tell her that?
So March 6th through 9th. By the way, I mean, just as you're going to get those emails, and we have literary agents there that you can meet on Thursday night, Friday night. People walk out with book contracts. People walk out with literary agents. We have publishers there. One publisher, Ben Bella, is there. In addition, I just got a 10-book deal with Glenn, the publisher, and we crashed the book, came out already, and we've sold 100,000 books. So these are real publishers that can get books in bookstores.
So you're going to write 10 books?
Yeah, we got a 10-book deal we made with him. I don't
awesome.
Know if you met him last week. Yep.
Okay.
With Dr. Shah. Okay.
So here we go. We've got two winners. We've got Callie, C-A-L-L-I-E, and we've got, it must be Mr. I think it's a Mr., but it could be Ms. Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N. So those are the winners for this set of tickets. You can actually bring a friend with you, so actually four people, just one. And all you have to do, I'll be after the fact, I'll be sending you a coupon code that'll let you put your $100 deposit, and you'll get that back as soon as you register, as soon as you get to the event. And and you're gonna. In this case, I want to be on TV, so you're gonna see Starley Murray tell you all the ins and outs of being great on TV and getting on TV. So each time we give away tickets, we'll be highlighting a person that's going to teach you at the event. And I tell you what, it's just chock full of great stuff. March 6th to 9th in Los Angeles. So, Callie and Gordon, you're going. Okay. Back to you, Rick.
Okay. So let's continue with publicity. Step number two. All right. So we talked about your website, blog, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, et cetera. Okay. Number two, let's talk about radio. The next thing we need to do is go after radio. And we're going to talk about Alex Carroll and his database. But the great thing about radio is there are thousands of shows all across America, and you don't even have to go there. You can do it all by phone. I booked people who did radio shows in America and New York when they were sitting on a boat in the Caribbean, in Belgium, in London, I mean, everywhere, in Hawaii. So the best shows are on between 7 and 9 a.m. Those are called morning drive shows. I handled Mark Victor Hansen and Jack Canfield. When they first came out, it took me a year to get them on any TV. And we made Chicken Soup for the Soul bestseller just by doing radio shows. But we did radio every day. And certain radio shows have hundreds of thousands of people listening in the morning because they're just enslaved in their cars. I mean, think about how many people are driving every day in Los Angeles. So if you were on KABC radio, you know, or KGO radio in San Francisco, I mean, how many people are listening every morning driving in? So the key thing is radio all across America. There are 15 radio stations roughly in every market. Alex Carroll, who you'll be listening to and seeing it at Author 101, has a great database. I'm going to give you a hint right now. You can go to Broadcasting and Cable Yearbook. It lists every radio and TV station in America. Or just do a Google search and check out every station in each market and just start calling, smiling and dialing and saying, hey, who's your morning show? Ask for the producer and get them on the line when they get off the air. So don't call them between 7 and 9. Call them at 9:30, 10 o'clock. And what do? You do your pitch. You have to be wonderful, enthusiastic, energetic. They're listening to your voice, and what you are doing is you're pitching them. That's what I taught all my publicists. I had 50 publicists making 500 calls to 1,000 calls a day to radio stations pitching our authors. Well, you can do it yourself. And what they want to know is, why should their listeners care about you? So the one reason is, write this down, they will care about you because you're controversial. Controversy sells. So listen to what's in the news. Read the newspapers. React to what's going on. talk about that bozo mayor in Toronto.
Toronto.
What's his name? Ford. You know, every day he's saying something, doing something dumb. Wonderful stuff to talk about. But talk about what's going on today. What about Justin Bieber? Did this bozo just get arrested for something?
Yep.
I mean, yeah, I don't know what it's for.
DUI this time and expired license, and he's like racing in a residential area.
Crazy. I mean, you got to react to that. You can go, you know, call and say, I happen to be the number one expert on Justin Bieber and why he was drinking, you know, and how to stop drinking. But so go react to what's in the news. I mean, what else is, so, you know, watch ET, watch the Today Show, watch Good Morning America, read the newspaper and react to each story and take the opposite point of view. They are looking for you to become, to be an expert. And, of course, we'll talk about book publishing. That's what makes you an expert. But react to what's in the news and solve a problem. The next most important thing is all of you are problem solvers in some way, and that's why they want to put you on the air, on radio or TV or newspaper, is they want you to help them. Here is a big, big tip. Think about what people are up in the middle of the night. What keeps them up in the middle of the night? That is your hook. If you can solve the problem of what's keeping them up in the middle of the night, you got it. Usually it's money, and subsets of money is probably number one. Second one is relationships and subsets of relationship with their husband, with their wife, their kids, sibling rivalry. Third is health. Diabetes, but anything having to do with health, if you can answer that question and solve the problem. How many diet books come out in January every year? Because they don't work. If you can teach people how to lose weight easily and quickly, they'll put you on the air. But what makes you different from everybody else? So controversy, solve a problem, react to what's in the news. Call the radio station, call and tell them you're an expert. Why are you an expert? Because you're an author. You all are going to be authors very soon, especially because you're coming to Author 101 University. And they want to know that you can answer the question in a short amount of time, that you can be, exciting and turn people on, but give them specific things to do. Third thing is tell them that that you can teach their audience three things to do today that will change their life in X. That is a formula there. Three things that will change their life in X, whether it has to do with losing weight, sex, diet, money, insurance, housing, you get the point. And that's what they are looking for. So the second part of the chair is radio. It's the cheapest, most effective way to sell whatever you're selling. By the way, even if you're not selling a book, you all are selling yourself for selling something. You're selling your services, you're selling your website, you're selling you, and you're getting them back to your site. At every show that you do, you're getting them back to your site, I'm reiterating, for your information so they can get your ethical bribe so that you can start a relationship with them in some way so that you're not selling them right away, you're turning them on, and then later on they may want to buy your book or your service or what your seminar or whatever it is that you do. All right, do we have time ready? Are we almost ready for another ticket giving? Or
I'm ready if you're
Let's
ready.
Let's do it.
Okay.
All right,
so,
I'm taking a break. Let's go.
Okay, get a drink of water there. We're getting ready to give another two tickets away. Each set of tickets gets you to bring a friend. So we're looking at March 6th to 9th in Los Angeles for Author 101 University, where you'll meet agents and a lot of luminaries. And the next one I'm going to talk about is Roberto Candelaria. Wouldn't it be nice if every time you got up to speak and saw your books and stuff that you were already paid before you got there? Well, that's what sponsorship is all about. And Roberto is one of the foremost experts in the country on getting sponsorships. Let's say in the subject line, you're going to put, but remember, if you win the tickets, You're going to put up a $100 no-show deposit that you'll get back at the door. So as soon as you put up the deposit, you'll be on the list to get there, and you can get that $100 back as soon as you get there. So it won't really cost you anything. So how about this? You're going to email orders@antheon.com and put in, "I want sponsorship." Do it now.
Do it now. Okay.
And tell them about the venue. Tell them a little bit about the venue there, how easy it is to get there.
So it's so easy. Right at the Westin Hotel, which is premier hotel, gorgeous rooms, $109. Right at the side of Rothschild 101 University, go to accommodations. Under there, just hit the click the link, and you can get your rooms for $109. I would do that tonight, everybody, no matter what, just to get your rooms, because we're going to be running out. You know, we have a room block, so get your room for $109. LAX is really cheap and easy to get to. You don't need a car. You got a free shuttle bus right there. Great restaurants right around that are very reasonable, or some real nice ones, too. Nice gym, nice pool, the whole thing. But, again, March 6th through 9th, right in L.A. The key thing, you know, it's a double whammy. Number one, you're going to learn a lot about marketing. You're going to learn about how to get sponsors. You're going to learn, of course, about book proposals and how to get a book done. But the sweet spot, too, is you're going to meet literary agents. You're going to meet publishers, ghostwriters, packagers, distributors, people that will help you. And one fellow, Bill Gladstone, who is Eckhart Tolle's agent, comes and brings someone. He picks up about 10 authors at every event.
Even though he claims he's not going to.
Oh, he's the funniest guy. He lives in San Diego. He always wears, like, yellow pants and a pink shirt. And he says he plays golf, like, every day. And he doesn't want any clients at all. And, you know, he comes off as a curmudgeon on purpose. But he's the sweetest guy in the world. And he always picks up new clients at every event. And then sell you. And if you were not at Author 101 University, you can't even touch him. You can't even get to him. If you send him an email, he'll give it to an assistant and never be heard from again.
All right,
but
we got winners.
If you meet him there, he'll fall in love with you. Okay.
Stephanie is a winner, and Maurice is a winner. Congratulations, Stephanie and Maurice. I'll send you the coupon code to put your no-show deposit, and you will be meeting all of us in Los Angeles, March 6 to 9. Okay, take it away, Rick. Hey, don't forget to tell them about Pay Per Play and how much fun that is.
Oh, but pay for play, what do you mean?
For sponsorship. I mean, for publicity. If you want to pay somebody to get you on.
Oh, let's talk about that. Yeah. Now, here, I mean, let's talk about PR firms and how it works.
Right.
And I'm going to give you. And I'm going to give you some great resources that you don't have to hire a PR firm. I ran a PR firm, as you know, for over 30 years. Generally, people paid us anywhere between $4,000 and $10,000 a month. And you're paying for our time, just like paying a lawyer. And we give you a wonderful guarantee. We guarantee that you are going to pay us every month. That is the guarantee. It's just great. We even put it in writing. And generally, you gotta hire us for at least 6 months plus expenses. So 6 months times $5,000 a month is what's that? $30,000 start plus expenses, probably another $8,000, and you get no guarantees. I mean, we'll try hard and we'll give you great reports on who said no. I mean, you're getting a great report on why the Today Show thought your book sucked. You know, so now don't get me wrong. Most people in PR do a good job. And I didn't have a company for 30-something years because we never got anybody anything. It just it costs a lot, and you're hiring folks to make phone calls for you. And in theory, they can get in more than you can. But we have some resources that will help you go around that. But that's the way PR works. And, you know, some PR firms work where you pay for success, but where if they get you on a TV show, you pay them, but very few do that anymore because it's just so hard to get you on. But that's how PR works in America. And, you know, there's a phrase, you know, which is great that, that something really bad happens without publicity. Nothing. Pete Barnum says it.
Well,
so,
you know
what?
You know what, Rick? At least we know that if they get a major publisher, they're going to do all the publicity, right?
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. You know, years and years ago, Random House, Simon Schuster, I mean, if they, you're a celebrity, I mean, so when I handled John Grisham and Jimmy Carter and Barbara Taylor Bradford and Barbara DeAngelis, who was going to be speaking in Author 101 for you, they were a celebrity, and Random House paid for their PR because they gave them $1 million for the book, and they had to do something to make it back. But they're only going to do something for you because not only did they pay him a lot of money, guess what? John Grisham sold a few million books, and they know, you know, they owe him. And Jimmy Carter sold a few million books, and even Barbara DeAngelis sold a few million books. You want to know how? Come to Author 101 University. She'll tell you. She's speaking on Friday. So, but generally, a publisher now will do nothing for you. In fact, it goes the opposite way, and we'll get into that, is that we won't even take you if we're a publisher unless you have, quote, a platform. And that's what we were getting into before. And a platform is the first thing I do is do that Google search and see what comes up. And I check out your website. And I see if you have a blog, and I see what's on YouTube, and I see if you've been on radio and TV. Do you have a newsletter? Do you have a list? How big a presence do you have on Facebook, LinkedIn, everywhere? And it's Scott Hoffman, who, by the way, is head of Folio Literary Management. You can look him up because you're going to meet him there. Look him up. Do your research. He says to our audience, look, I'm only going to be interested in you if I know that you have a relationship with at least 100,000 people. That's a good way of putting it. Now, that means 100,000 people are dying for your book, love what you do, are raving fans, get your newsletter, come to your, you know, listen into your teleseminars, read your blog, are on your Facebook page, you know, et cetera, that they have a relationship with you. And that is a platform. Or do you have your own radio show? Are you a professional speaker? We have a lot of folks from National Speakers Association come learn how to write books and get published. But that's what we are looking for. And unless you have that big platform, the publisher says, you know, we don't want to publish you because no one's going to buy your book. And or do you have a budget to hire a PR firm? Or are you smart enough to learn how to do it yourself and have you been Author 101 and learned some of the techniques? I mean, if someone has taken Tom Antion's course and been to Virginia Beach and has gone for the weekend and been coached by Tom, I know they're a player, that they're serious. If someone's coached with Barbara DeAngelis or Roberto Candelaria or Wendy Lipton Dinner or, you know, some of the people I know are pros, I know that they're players and they're really moving, always moving to the next level. And again, that's some of what we're looking for as well. So PR firms will charge you a lot, and we're going to talk some more about how to get around and not hire a PR firm. We don't want you to advertise. An ad in a newspaper can cost you $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 for an ad. We don't want you to take ads on radio shows. Same thing, can cost you a lot of money. And we don't want you, you know, to take ads on TV shows for sure. You know, how much is an ad in the Super Bowl, Tom? You probably have an idea.
Oh, man.
$1 million
millions,
for
yeah.
a half
yeah.
hour? I mean,
oh,
a half
no,
hour.
For 30
a half
seconds.
A minute? 30
yeah.
seconds? You know, some crazy. Well, and even, you know, a 30-second ad on the Today Show can cost you $20,000, $30,000. But wouldn't it be better being on as a guest? And that's what we're going to. What we teach you how to do. All right, let me stop, break. Why don't we give away two more?
Okay, here we go. So, folks, you're going to get a chance to meet Barbara DeAngelis. Barbara has sold, I think, over $50 million on infomercials in the old days, and she's a prolific author. Now, she's about as far opposite from me on stage as you could possibly get. I mean, I think most people who know me would agree with that. I mean, she's...
Well, I like your dress usually. I mean, it's...
she's very spiritual, and these deep thoughts that she has, and they're very articulate and clear. But me, I'm more of a country bumpkin kind of guy. But she's just awesome. So there is truly something for everybody here at the event. And Barbara's really on a mission. And I'm just not quite smart enough to know what the mission is. She will tell you clearly what the mission is. And she's really touched a lot of people around the world. So I don't know how many books she has out, 20-some,
and
New York Times bestseller.
Millions of books. She really is going to help teach you, you know, also how to find deep down, you know, what you want to teach and what you want to do to help people. So she's very spiritual, but also will teach you a lot about how she did it and from a whole other point of view. And that's,
totally.
We have every, you know, different types from Barbara to Tom.
Yeah, I would say she's more of a big picture visionary person, which you need.
Absolutely.
And I'm more of a nuts and bolts kind of person. You know, this is how you do it if you want to do it. So if you want to win tickets to March 6th and 9th at Author 101 University, two sets, we'll get you four people. You can bring a friend with you. All you have to do is put up a lowly $100 no-show deposit, which you'll get back as soon as you get to the door. And if you want to try to win those, you're going to email orders@antion.com and say, I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission. Put that in the subject line. Do it now.
I'm on a mission. Beautiful. So who else?
I want to be on TV come in. It's a little slightly late there.
A little late. All right. Well, we'll hopefully help you get on TV. All right. So there, I'm going to do a little bit more about publicity, and then I want to get into the book publishing. Okay.
Yep, and we're going to talk about, did we talk about press kits yet?
I'll talk about press kit. Yeah, I mean, we'll mention that. There's so much to teach, and again, that's why you know
why you need to come to this thing. Yeah.
Yeah, just too much. But in a nutshell, a press kit is a PR firm will charge you $2,500 to $5,000, and it's a press release, which is a who, why, what, where. It's just a headline and who you are, bullets, and why you're an expert. Okay, a bio. And, you know, information, what you're going to teach people, what makes you great at what you are, picture. And most of the time, I tell you, a press kit, you know, we send it to them, but the reality is now your website, what we just talked about, is your EPK, electronic press kit. So everything that's in that press kit is really on your website. Suggested questions, testimonials, pictures, what you're talking about, reacting what's in the news, seeing you on other shows, that's even better.
I got winners here.
Okay, who are
all right. Winners? Okay, now this one's a little bit of a twist, but I'll take it. Jerry from the pop culture says, I own a mission. So he's the winner, and Candy. Jerry and Candy are winners for this time. Go ahead.
Super, and we'll send you the code to sign up later tonight. While you're on the call, you can all go to author101university.com, go to accommodations, and book your room. Just go to the link under accommodations, $109 a night before we're sold out. Whether you're winning or you're coming and you'll sign up if you don't win on the call. So, by the way, press kit. So let me give you a great tool. Dan Janelle is coming back, I think, and he's a great guy who runs something called PR Leads. And we have special two services, and you'll get it when you get my Rolodex and in my newsletter. But one is called rickspressreleasesender.com, and that's where you get a discount. That's why it's Rick's Press Release Sender, and Dan will help you write the press release, which is like just one page, who, why, what, where, you know, teaching people, you know, who you are, why you're an expert, and then what are you teaching the world, how are you changing the world, solving the problem. And at rickspressreleasecenter.com, it's $297. I mean, it is crazy cheap. You get 800 words instead of 400 words. It gets sent out to thousands of outlets electronically. And I've never gotten less than 259 pickups, and I've gotten Associated Press, Business Week, Fox News, hundreds of outlets picking up my press release. And again, publicity gets publicity. If you're in Associated Press and you're getting picked up in newspapers around the country with your story, then people will start calling you. So that's $297. It's crazy cheap. It's the only press releaser, I've used them all, that really works. So that's what I would do. Instead of sending out press kits, which is baloney, just use that one service for $297. And I do it with every book I publish now and every one of my books. The next thing is called RicksPRLeads.com. That is a secret sauce that we use in our PR firm, but you can get it yourself. It's queries where reporters send out queries saying, hey, I need an expert on internet marketing. I need an expert on losing weight. And we get these in our mailbox every day, and all you do is say, hey, I happen to be an expert on that, and email the reporter back. There's another one called Harrow, which is free. Help a reporter out. But you don't get as high quality of the queries with that, but it's good to check it out. It's free. Harrow.com, help a reporter out. But this is Rick's PR Leads. It's $99 a month. I mean, it's ridiculously cheap. And if you go to that site and then you email Dan at PRLeads.com, say that you're coming through me, you actually get the first month for free. So you can use this service for 3 months and try it out, and it only will cost you $200. So let's weigh that. $200 versus $5,000 a month for a PR firm, and they'll do the exact same thing and just try to get the leads. So we just saved you $50,000 just with those two services. So you don't have to write a crazy press kit. Your press kit is really your press, your EPK, your electronic press kit, which is your website and blogs, and use those two services to help get the word out. Back to the TV, and then we're going to talk about publishing. The same thing we told you to do about radio, we do with TV, where you call up the producer. The shows are 7 a.m. shows before the Today Show, or 6 a.m. really, before Today Show, Good Morning America, CBS This Morning, new news shows, and sometimes they have talk shows in a few markets that are on in the afternoon or 9 o'clock that are local. Again, just do a Google search. You know, there's NBC, CBS, Fox, ABC, and usually a cable station. So you have 5 outlets at least in just about every major market. Just call up, ask who the producer is, do that pitch the way we just taught you in terms of what makes you different, controversy, reacting to the story, and solving a problem. And do your pitch. You can send them your press release, which is written already. Send them the link to your website, and then once you're on, we make sure we get all those TV shows and radio shows on your site. Then lastly is newspaper. You start locally yet once again with your local paper that's thrown on your driveway, and you are a celebrity, especially if you're going to be an author. But call up the reporter, and the most important thing is do your research. Find out all the stories that reporter has done. So if you live in Detroit, the Detroit Free Press, I think the news is now merged with it. And now there's usually only one paper in each market. There used to be 2 or 3. But check out the reporter, the Money Reporter, the Lifestyle Reporter, and see all the stories they've done. So when you call them, you can say, look, I've read all your stories, and I happen to know, you know, it occurs that you haven't done a story about this, and I think it's really important for your readers, and I happen to be the expert on that. The best way to get it, again, you'll get in tons of newspapers just sending out that news release at rickspressreleasecenter.com. But I want you to get local newspapers first. So we've touched upon internet, radio, TV, print, and also check out other people's blogs. Very important. Like the Huffington Post is a big blog, basically. So other huge blogs in your area, go to those bloggers and say, I have wonderful content for you. and can I feed you information? So that's a great area as well. And the Huffington Post these days is more important than the LA Times because it's international and it has millions of people checking out every day. So let's give out two more tickets, and then we're going to get into book publishing, all right?
Okay, great. And I promised them some back-of-the-room sales tips, so I'll give you a real quick one that worked beautifully for me when all I had was a book to sell. Because a book is a relatively inexpensive item, still you have to do what it takes to sell it at the back of the room. So what I did is I would put a book at everybody's place setting that was in my audience. And I'd put a little note in it that says, you don't have to buy this book. We're just going to use it during the presentation. Rick, I sold three times as many books and never even said anything about selling books because I would have them pick it up maybe twice in a 90-minute speech and then read a poignant section of it that, you know, or a checklist that they really needed to have or something. Mm-hmm. And then everybody was begging for the book, and I sold three times as many and didn't even try. So that's a tip for selling your books at the back of the room, except they're not at the back of the room. They're at each person's place setting. And, yeah, once in a while, one of them walks out the door. But, you know, that's their problem, not mine. I'm still selling three times as many books.
You gave everybody a book in front of them and say, you don't have to buy this, just check it out, and then most of the people, or a ton of people, bought it because it was sitting right in front of them.
Yeah, and then I'd have a little bucket at the back. They'd throw a $20 bill in there, make it easy on them. You know, three times as many books when, you know, were sold. So there's your tip.
Brilliant.
Okay. Okie doke. So another lady that's going to be at the event has been called the female Zig Ziglar. And it's Wendy Lipton Dibner, and I'm not sure exactly what she's talking. What's she going to talk about, Rick?
Move people to action. Her main, you know, which is great. She really teaches people about, you know, how to get people to do what you want them to do in a loving way. So
is she
going to
be
selling?
Is she going to be ramrodding that collaboration project again?
No, sir. No.
Oh, okay. All right,
that's a nice way of putting it. You're a sweet guy.
Okay, so move people to action, which is what we all want to do.
Yeah, which is, and she's also an expert at also teaching people how to make a difference, like on the stage. I mean, you'll see as a speaker, she's amazing, but she gives people also tips on speaking. I mean, Tom, you're probably the best speaker I've ever seen, but most people stink as a speaker, and they think they're good. So she also teaches people about when you're on stage, how to move people to action. When you're doing presentations, I mean, even just in your business, you know, what are the strategies that you can use to really get people to, in a loving way, do what you want them to do and buy your stuff? But do it ethically and properly, and that's what I like about it.
Beautiful. I did have a question come in about my tip. If I said sent, I meant sold. So I sold three times as many books than I normally would have if I just kept them at the back of the room and tried to sell them at the end of my speech. So I actually sold three times as many as I would have averaged had I just left them at the back. Okay, so in this case, you're going to email orders@antion.com. I think you noticed the game by now. We haven't had any new people checking in the last few minutes. So orders@antion.com, and you're going to type in Zig Reincarnated.
Don't worry about the spelling.
Yeah, close enough.
Just Zig, get the closest any way you can. Just any way you can do it.
Okay, so let's see what else we're going to talk about here.
All right. Well, as we do that, let's get into, I can't believe it. I want to get into publishing for a bit, okay?
Okay, let's do it. And I'll interrupt you
when you get the winners, you'll interrupt me because we have more tickets to give away. So,
okay.
But publishing. I've been doing publishing and around publishing since 1976. Everything has changed, and it's great. You guys now have power. And real fast, there are kind of three ways of getting published. One is traditional. Second way is self-published. And the third way is entrepreneurial. With traditional, HarperCollins, San Francisco, Harper, San Francisco, Simon & Schuster, there's a few problems. Number one, you need a book proposal. You need a book proposal no matter what. I want you all to write a book proposal. We're going to teach you there, but I have a book on it, Author 101 Book Proposal Book for under 10 bucks at Amazon. Michael Larson has a book on it, which is great. Jeff Herman has books on it. I also have a free software that teaches you how to do it, and the operative word is free, and it's BP for Book Proposal Whiz. .biz, bpwiz.biz. It will teach you how to do it.
That's
okay.
A pretty funny name. BP,
bpwiz.biz. Yeah, I know. Sort of stupid. But,
okay, let me tell the winners.
Okay.
We got Rose and we got Nancy C. You're the winners for this time. So Rose and Nancy. All right, take
beautiful.
It away.
All right. So... we need to do a book proposal. That's kind of a business plan for your book. Real quick, you give us your chapter headings, 15 chapter headings. You tell us about your platform. You tell us what you're going to do when the book comes out. You give us comparative analysis, what other books are out there that are similar to yours in the past, so and how yours is different. We want to see a chapter or two. If you can't write it yourself, like me, and you have a ghostwriter, let me know that. What testimonials you think you can get, so I can get Tom Antion to write a testimonial for my book. That will be a great thing. I can get John Gray to write a testimonial. I have, like, Donald Trump giving a testimonial on one of my books. That carried a lot of weight. Whether you like him or not, the fact that he's on the front of it meant something. You know, all that goes in a book proposal. The book proposal has to get a literary agent, which is almost impossible to get unless you know somebody. You now know somebody. You know Tom and me, and you're going to meet literary agents at Author 101 University. But unless they know who you are, if you send just a query letter or your proposal, the odds of getting an agent are pretty slim. But let's say you have an agent, and the agent has to sell it to an editor at a publisher. The publisher has to go to their publishing board, sell it to the publisher. The publisher then has to try to get an advance. They generally give you a really crappy advance, which is on average $1,500 or less. They will print the book and publish it a year and a half to 2 years later. They'll take your intellectual property rights. They'll get it into bookstores. You have to do all the publicity and marketing. If the books don't sell, they'll all come back from the bookstores, and they will destroy the book. So, hey, you had something like that. You were published by Wiley, wasn't it? And it was a joyous experience.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, I did it once just,
never
my
again.
Role as a coach to I don't like the word coach, but mentor. And it was just a nightmare.
it's
a nightmare. I could have made...
It is an... What's
literally,
that?
In the time, it took 18 months to get the book out, and it's an internet book. I mean, by that time, it was halfway obsolete, and they
right.
made me pay to do the index. They made me pay right. to do the graphics. Again, at that time, I got a big advance, but, I mean, that was a long time ago, and so those advances aren't there unless you're a superstar.
Big name.
Nowadays. So, yeah, it was a nightmare.
It was crazy. So, but it's an antiquated ass backward system, and it's changing, thank God. And now it's a good thing. So why would you do it? Well, if they give you a lot of money, then
yeah, I would do it if they gave me a lot of money. Yeah.
Yeah, if they gave you a lot of money, it's fine. It's nice to have HarperCollins on the spine of your book or whatever. You know, I have McGraw-Hill on my book. Whoopee! Who cares? They didn't do squat for me. You know. All right, but then there's self-publishing. Let's go the other way, where we used to have to do it all ourselves and edit the book and print the book and do the graphics and this and that and print them up. And we had 2,500 books in our garage, which never got bought by anybody. Now there's a better way of doing it, which is print on demand, P-O-D. And there are tons of places that do it, Lulu, Author House, Ex Libris, CreateSpace. And you just send them your manuscript, and a few months later they get the book out, and it's on the internet, and you'll sell a few books. The good news is you keep your rights. They get it out fast. And if you sell a whole bunch of books, if you do publicity, then a major publisher may want to give you a whole bunch of money. But there's two bits of bad news. Number one, it will never get in a bookstore. They don't tell you that because it's a non-returnable book. And number two is anybody can have a book out, POD. My Schnauzer has a book out, POD, How to Meet Other Schnauzers. And four other Schnauzers have bought the book. It's a great book for Schnauzers. But other than that, nobody cares. And most people have POD books out, and this is really mean.
Did you define POD? I missed
POD it. I did, but I'll say it's print on demand.
Okay.
Okay, print. And here's what that means is someone orders your book today on Amazon. They print it today, this afternoon, and ship it out tomorrow. So they literally print one book at a time. And that's what on-demand means. We're not printing up 50,000 books. We're printing one, okay? And, in fact, the future will be that we go into a mall, and I predict there ain't going to be no bookstores no more, as they say, or they're just going to be machines. And you give them the title of the book, they look it up, and they print it up for you in 5 minutes. And there are machines all over the world that we're using that are doing that, where you just print the book on demand, right on the spot. Come back in 10 minutes, go get a hamburger, and we'll have your book for you. So everything is changing. But I was in a Barnes & Noble last week, and I was dismayed. I couldn't find any books that were bestsellers. I mean, I found the Bible, and I found some toys, and I found a few bestsellers. But it was crazy that it looks as if it's going out of business, because what do we need to go to Barnes & Noble for? We don't, you know, we go in for a cup of coffee and go on the internet and maybe find a New York Times bestseller. But most people buy books at Amazon or digitally as an ebook. So that is also on demand, where you just, you know, order it and 10 minutes later you have it in your Kindle or your iPad or whatever. So the negative on print on demand is it won't be in a bookstore, and then the last part is it doesn't give you credibility. Anybody can have a book printed print on demand. And I don't know the exact number. It changes so much. I think there's something like 3 million books published a year. Maybe 300,000 are like real books. The rest are print on demand. The average print on demand book sells in less than 100 books in its lifetime. Usually the only one that buys it is someone who married you or who birthed you. So, all right, on that note, let's give out two more tickets, and I'll continue about publishing, okay?
Okie doke. All right. So everybody knows the game. Let's tell them about John Assaraf. John is one of the few people I admire out of the movie The Secret. not too many as big fans of there, but this guy is a prolific businessman. He had, he built a billion-dollar company, and what was the name of that? Something 21.
Well, it's a neuroscience of success.
Well, that's what he's talking about now, but he's got a big.
But I can't remember the name of the company, Bill. Century, I've known him for like 20 years.
Was it Century 21 or something massive like that? But anyway, yeah, he's been studying the brain science for years and years, and it's not just him. It's not just a guy come out of nowhere decides to study the brain. I had dinner with him a couple months ago out in San Diego, and he's got a team of really the top brain people in the world that are advising him and putting together and teaching people how to retrain their brain for success, basically, from an overcoming past failures and so forth. So he's one of the good guys in the industry.
Yeah, he's a player. So what should they email?
Okay,
you?
So train your brain.
Train your brain. Okay, send it in. Orders at Antheon.com. Train your brain.
There we go.
Next two people. Okay.
And for everybody else, I'm going to start sending out your coupon code so you can register. And then there'll also be a replay of this because Rick goes really fast. He's one of those New Yorkers who.
Yeah, a lot of people asked about getting a replay. So
because
for those of you listening in,
if you can't listen faster, then you can at least listen to the replay.
Exactly. You can rewind and do it again. All right. So we'll denounce those two winners in a moment. So we're talking about publishing. So we talk traditional, print on demand. And again, it's a great way of getting started. Print on demand, it's a good way to start. CreateSpace is probably the best. They're owned by Amazon, and it costs you anywhere from $500 to $5,000, depending on which thing you take. I mean, they have all different ways you can get published with them, and how many bells and whistles. Don't take a lot. Just do it cheap if you can do it that way.
Okay, we've got winners.
Winners, okay.
We got winners, Marianne and Tony, T-O-N-I. Marianne and Tony. Okay,
Marianne,
take it away.
You know what's terrible? You say Marianne, I always think of Gilligan's Island.
Okay, Professor, take it away.
Hello, and the professor just died.
He
know
just
that?
Passed away. That's right. This is
yeah,
a bad
man. Okay.
We put our flag at half mast out here.
There you go. Silly stuff. We have fun, and that's what part of this is about. Everybody, just Author 101 University. I mean, it's about networking. Wonderful people come from all over the world. And we have a great time. We dance and we party.
I mean, yeah, it is a lot of fun besides all the learning. There's lots of
learning, but you know what? It becomes almost spiritual. And it's just, you know, really great people. And you're listening tonight, you know, only a few people are winning, but I think the universe is saying to you, you know, I got to be there. Or saying, nope, I don't want to be an author. I don't have to be there. But, you know, we give 100% money-back guarantee. It's right on the site. So if for any reason you come and you don't like it, you know, after the first day you can get your money back, you know, we stand behind what we do. We've been doing this for 2 to 3 times a year for a dozen years. I only let people come who I believe in. If somebody is trying to sell you too much and doesn't care about you, and we are having less people, I mean, yeah, we do have great education product, you know, that people can get, but if someone is all about just money and just trying to sell you, we don't have them back. And actually, the one who is at every event and has been at more events than anyone ever, period, is Tom Antion. And that's because he gives so much value and is there the whole time with his heart and just helping folks. And everybody you see on the website are like that. Gary Goldstein's coming back. He was, by the way, the producer of Pretty Woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wonderful man. He's just there to tell stories about Hollywood and stuff, you know. I mean, but he's just a close friend. I love him, and he always comes because he lives down the road, and because he loves us and loves to be there.
You got Peter Hoppenfeld, so if there's any legal type issues and there always is, there's contract stuff and copyright stuff and things like that. You got Peter Hoppenfeld's there most of the time too.
And he's my attorney. He's great. He's wonderful, and he's teaching people about everything you need to know with running a business and also in publishing. Great guy. In fact, I don't sign a contract unless he looks at it and makes sure that we're protected. And he does, you know. So really, just loving people. So. Guys, I mean, the universe tells you whether you should be there or not. Not everyone's going to win, but I hope you get there.
Well, you know, that's a good point, though, piggyback off of Peter being there, is mm-hmm. that so many authors, and this is one of the saddest things that I've had to face over all the years I've been dealing with authors, is some of the most prolific authors, some of the most caring people that could do enormous good in the world with their words, they ignore the business of speaking, the business of writing, both mm-hmm. speaking and writing is a business.
Speaking and writing, right.
And, it's a cold, hard world out there, and it will just crush you into your garage where you can sit on your stack of books because if you don't pay attention to the business end of this. And it's never been a better time on earth to be an author because of the outlets that you can have them with the internet and cut out the middleman, you know. So it's really, really a great time.
It is, and you can get it out fast. I mean, we talked about traditional publishing and we talked about POD, print on demand. People have come to our event with just a book proposal and had nothing else, and then 6 months later, they have been published and been become bestsellers.
I don't know if you're planning on talking about ebooks, but I mean, all the publishers are. I mean, this is funny to me because I was selling enormous numbers. I was selling over 100,000 a year of ebooks back in 2001. But now everybody seemed to catch on the bandwagon. But I'm going to be given a lot of extra really insider tips on Kindle. In fact, I've got an experiment going on right now in the weight loss arena, which I've avoided like the plague, not only because I'm fat, but because it's massively competitive. And within 18 hours, I did something the other day, and got with only 57 sales, I got up to number 10 in a category in weight loss. And so I'm going to be given some of those insider tips when I talk about ebooks during my session. So you don't want to miss that, because that's one of the best opportunities on Earth, is Amazon's 300 million customers are at your fingertips right now if you know what to do. Just writing a book won't hack it. You got to know what to do, and I'm going to teach that part to you at Author 101. Okay.
Yeah, Tom talks on Thursday night, and then he talks again on Saturday, and he's there the whole time. So let's talk about other types of publishing with Morgan James Publishing, and there are other publishers like us. We are considered a hybrid publisher, and it's a little bit of the best of both worlds. With us, number one, you can send me a manuscript. You'll meet our editors there. You meet David Hancock. You don't have to have a literary agent to come to us. The difference is speed to market. We can get a book out within 10 weeks after you give us a book. We don't edit your book because we don't take your intellectual property rights, so you give us a fully edited book. If it's not edited or needs work, no worries. I have great ghostwriters. You'll meet some ghostwriters there that are they can just kind of either write the whole book for you or just kind of spruce it up, make it, you know, so people want to read it. But we can get the book out within 10 weeks. Generally, we publish it within about 6 months or so. But we can crash it really fast if we need to. We have 41 sales reps that get books into bookstores that are with Ingram Publishing Services. Ingram is the biggest wholesaler in the world. And they sell our books into Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon, other outlets. Plus, it's available as an ebook immediately, so people get the book again in their Kindle. You get higher royalties in both ways. Number one, if the book's a $20 book, we get $10 from Barnes & Noble or Amazon. You get $2 of that, 20% to start, and then it goes up from there. And in an ebook, it's sold for about $9.95 on average. We get about $6 to $6.50 on average. You get 50% of it. So the reality is you make more on an ebook than you do for a regular book. But the key thing is, number one, you retain your own rights. Number two, speed to market. Number three, you're part of every step of the way. We do the printing. We do the design. We do the cover. We get books in bookstores. We do all the heavy lifting, but no decisions are made without your say-so. And so you're on. We have several calls with you where we talk about the price of the book, title, subtitle, every aspect of it. And we've had books come out. I mean, I'll mention Brendan Burchard. He wrote a book in 13 days in January. He delivered me the book on February 5th. I published the book on March 5th. It was number one in the New York Times on March 20th, and that was The Millionaire Messenger. No other publisher could have done that. Scott Hoffman's his literary agent. He retained the literary rights. He was able to get back after that the rights to his book, and they were able to sell more books to Simon & Schuster for a lot of money because he had his rights back. But it's because we got to market so fast and had books in bookstores. So we're kind of a hybrid. We only want to work with people that have a platform, that can sell books in the back of the room, et cetera, and on their site. You'll learn more about it, but the site's morganjamespublishing.com. But here's the point about publishing. No matter how you want to get published, whether you want to find a literary agent and try to get sold for a lot of money to major house, whether you want to do a print on demand, whether you want us to publish it, I promise you, you will get published when you come to Author 101 and if you come to Author 101 University. And we will help you. And having a book will change your life. People will look at you in a different way. Producers will look at you in a different way because now you are an expert. All right, I'm going to stop there. Let's do two more tickets, and then we'll talk some more and maybe answer some questions. Okay?
Well, we mentioned radio publicity earlier, and Alex Carroll will be there. And if you think Rick talks fast, oh, man. you better have your ears on for this guy. But he's sold, I think, several million dollars worth of books on the radio. And there's an art to it, there's a technique to it, and there's a science to it. And you have to know who to go to call. I mean, you don't want to be out talking to somebody in Iowa that's got two cows listening. You want to be on the big station, so he teaches you how to get on the big stations and have hundreds of thousands of listeners. And, I forget, I think he's sold $40,000 on one call one time.
On one call.
Yeah,
amazing.
So, and it's always thousands of dollars, multi-thousands every time he does a call. And he's been a repeat guest, so he teaches you all about that. So, so put in your subject line, I want to be on the radio. I want to be on radio.
I want to be on radio. There you go. Okay. And Alex Carroll, one of the greatest, I mean, he's funny. He teaches you a huge amount about how to do it yourself. And it's where you don't have to hire a PR firm, and he gives you the strategies. And he also has a great database if you're interested in it. But he teaches you exactly what you need to know on how to book yourself on radio all across America. And you can do it all over the world. It's funny. Some people have come back, over and over again to Author 101. They've heard him again. Because he said, I learned something this time I didn't know last time. Because every time, I've heard great speakers, like every time I listen to you, Tom, you have different information.
Mm-hmm.
There's different things that change. And there are things, even if you say something that was the same as last time, it's like, wow, I'm in a different place now. So I didn't get it last time. So I've heard Jack Canfield several times and Mark Victor Hansen. Every time I hear, really good speakers, I take something new out of it on each time. So people love Alex, and again, they love all our speakers. But what you'll find is that certain people resonate with you more than others. I mean, some people, love Barbara DeAngelis because, they're just resonating at the same type of place as she is. And other people, resonate with Tom Antion, because they just want the deep down dirty tell it to me, So everyone's at a different level and has different needs, and that's why there's a little bit for everybody. So there.
Okay, I had a little slowdown on my internet here, so I don't have the winners yet for you. So go ahead,
okay,
take it away.
Okay, no problem. Your internet is slow. That's crazy. All right, so publishing is a great thing now. You now have power. And let's talk about writing a book for a moment, because you're saying to yourself, well, that's all well and good, but I'm a crappy writer. I can't do it. And I started the beginning of this call saying I'm the crappiest writer on the call, and I assure you I am. The way I write books, and here's I'm going to teach you how I do it, is I take that book proposal, that 15 chapter headings, and I do one of two things. I have a wonderful ghostwriter I work with, him, Justin Spiesman. His mother, actually, Robin Spiesman, is my co-author on Where's Your Wow? And the Author 101 series. But he's an attorney and great ghostwriter. And I do one of two things. Number one is I do a call with him, just like we're doing now, and he interviews me for each chapter. And each half hour I talk is roughly a chapter. And a book doesn't have to be long. In fact, Brendan's book that was number one in New York Times was 161 pages. So let's say a sweet spot is 170 pages to 230 pages. And if you have 15 chapters, Well, if you had 10 pages a chapter, that's 150 pages right there. Then you have index and all that stuff. So let's say you have between 10 and 15 pages in each chapter, you're done. That's it. And each half hour you talk, you could probably have, there's a chapter right there. So you can either do an interview with your ghostwriter. What I'm saying, folks, is just talk your book. You don't have to write it. Talk it. Or you can use, you probably know, is it Dragon, what's it called, Dragonware?
Dragon Naturally Speaking.
Dragon Naturally Speaking. You just download it. I don't know, I guess you probably have to pay $20 or whatever it costs for it. It goes right in your computer, and then you can just talk your book, or there are a lot of other programs that do it automatically for you, especially on an Apple, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a little bit more expensive than that, but I've got my winners, Larry and Nori. N-O-R-I-E. Larry and Nori are the winners for this one.
Very good. Okay, we'll send you the code. Actually, Tom should be sending the code out to everybody.
Yes. I've sent it to everybody so far, yeah.
Cool. So just if you can, sign up tonight or as soon as you can. That'll get it to $100.
And you want to get the rooms blocked before the room block sells up. See, folks, at these big events, there's a certain amount of rooms that they allot for these events, and then when your room block is empty, it's empty, and you got to go to another hotel. So try to pay a lot more.
We have the room block at $109. So everybody on the call, what I suggest is either way, go to author101university.com, go to the accommodations. You'll see the Westin LAX, and there's a click here button. You can either just call them and say you're coming for Author 101, or just click there, and that we have a special block for $109. I would get your rooms as soon as you can because we're going to run out. Even if you're just thinking of coming, get your rooms now and hold it. Of course, winners go, I'll get it tonight. But we have tons of folks on this call, and we're only giving out 16 scholarships. So everybody else, it's $397. And you get to bring somebody for free. And what I hope is that, you for $150, you're saying to yourself, man, I got to be there. I want you to bring an accountability coach with you, someone, a friend, a wife, a husband, a lover, a dog, anybody that will come with you and make sure you get this stuff done. But, if money is an issue, just email Tom. And say, hey, I need some money. So I'll teach you how to get more money.
Breaking news here. One of the people that won thought they could be there, but found out they can't. So we'll go to the next person on the list, Amy, A-M-I-E-E. Amy, you're a winner now.
Fabulous. Okay.
Thank you, Jerry, for telling us.
Thank you so much for letting us know so we can give that to another winner. So, but everybody, we want you to be there. If you have real issues. You know what we can do, too, Tom? I just remembered what we did last time for those of you on the replay. Just to help folks who are listening on a replay, remember we had them just send in a short...
We had a essay contest.
Yeah, and why don't we do that again?
You listening on the replay, don't despair. I probably should have mentioned this earlier, but...
We just thought about it. We're dumb. What
yeah. if you send in a short essay, 250 words maximum.
Or less.
or less, right. Of why
less
you
is okay.
Why you think you should be at Author 101 University and what you will do to help the world with the information you learn. So that's your topic. Why you think you belong at Author 101 University and what you will do with the information to help the world, and 250 words or less. You can send it to orders@antion.com. And you know what, Rick? You haven't given your contact information for questions at this point.
Yeah, and mine is nice and easy, rick@rickfrishman.com, rick@rickfrishman.com. You can email me. I answer all emails. Tom and I are one of the few people in the world. We are so accessible. I answer everybody's email and very fast. And so if you have any questions or problems, send me an email, and I'm here to help you. On the essay, if you send the essay to Tom, We will choose some winners. How many? And but we need to put a time limit. We need you to do this by a certain date. So
So it's only 250 words. So you think it out. Right. If you don't happen to win tonight, well, this will be for the replay people anyway. So from the time I announce the replay, which will probably be late tonight or tomorrow morning, which will be Friday, then let's say by Monday. You have the weekend to think it over. You know, put your best 250 words together and have it to me by
midnight
Monday. Midnight on Monday. Okay. Monday what's the date? The 27th. Yeah.
Sounds good. And we'll give away some more scholarships with some great essays. So that will help folks who had to listen in on the replay, or if you're listening in live right now and you didn't get one of the winning tickets, you can all do that as well. Orders at AntiAnn.com. If you need help from me, Rick@RickFrischman.com, and I promise you I'll answer all questions. So,
yeah, and I just thought of something. It seems to me one of those essay winners had us all in tears with her story last time. Like, I don't remember all the details, but it was so touching what she had written and what she had been through. I think either you read it from the stage or...
I read it from the stage. So,
yeah.
Guys, I mean, you know, we want you there, but if it's really touching and great, we may read a few of them from the stage, especially if they're short.
Maybe we should put them up on the... maybe we'll put them up on the website, too.
That would be cool, too. We can get it to our website. Good idea. So send them in. We want you there. This is, you know, we want to change the world here. This is all about giving back. By the way, I forgot to mention this. With Morgan James Publishing, we give a portion of every book that we publish to Habitat for Humanity. We actually build houses near where Tom lives in Virginia, in Hampton, Virginia, and Newport News, where David is the president of Habitat for Humanity chapter down there. David's the publisher at Morgan James. And we, after we build a house for folks, we then give them library books. And after we put a roof over their heads, we fill their heads with knowledge as well. Our last author, 101 University, we work with Cynthia Kersey at Unstoppable Foundation, and we have just about finished raising enough money to build a whole village in Kenya. So this is all about giving back, building houses, helping folks, helping you make enough money and build your business and learn marketing. Money is a good thing, and with it you can change the world and you can build houses and also pay your kids' college tuition is not a bad thing either, but you can do good. And what I find is we have folks come from all over the world who want to make a difference in the world and want to help, and that's what this event is about. So that's why we're giving scholarships and we're helping folks. And, you know, I mean, yes, we'd love you to pay your $397 to be there, but you know, we're trying to just make it as easy as possible. If the universe tells you, I got to be there and I got to meet wonderful people, I got to change my life, you know it right now, and just sign up, because it'll be life-changing. And the folks who, you know, again, the literary agents, and we have a wonderful dinner cocktail party on Saturday night where we all kind of have a great time. There's lots of networking time, and the people sitting next to you are the ones who are going to change your life as well. Because we have, you know, just amazing people who know that this is their time to make a difference. And some are rich, some are not as rich, but they all are there for a purpose. And that's what this is about. And publishing, you know, this is your legacy. I love the fact that, you know, my 15th book is coming out, and I get emails from around the world saying, hey, you know, you really helped me, and your book, you know, touched me in some way. And that's what it's about. It's about changing the world and leaving your legacy in some way. And that it may be building a village in Kenya, or it may be just, you know, building a village in Toledo, but just helping people in any way you can. How many do we have left to give out? Because I know we're running. I don't know how.
We have one more left to give out, and
okay.
I got a text with a special extra bonus for this one, since people stuck it till the end. Starley Murray just texted me and said that whoever wins these tickets, if they confirm, put their no-show deposit down, she will do an online Skype call with them, a training call on getting on TV. And this is the girl that I mentioned in the beginning that's done 3,000, literally 3,000
wow.
on-air appearances, produced America's Most Wanted national television show, and for 10 years before that was a celebrity image artist. So she's like a triple threat. So whoever wins the last one will get that. So anyone do it now?
I'm going to give one more bonus here because I know what happens in the past. It's already 9:30, so if those people are still on the line and have stayed for an hour and a half, Tom, here's what I'm going to let's give four, and the reason I'm going to do four is I know two people who won tonight
mm-hmm.
are not going to come. So that way we're going to still end up with a 16. And because I, even with the thing, I'll bet my, you know, whatever the
okay.
I don't want to say my bottom area, I'll bet something.
Okay.
Even though we gave them, two people still will not do the deposit. So give four, and I'll promise you, I'll tell you where you're still going to end up only with 16.
Okay, right. So you're not picking out any individuals here. You're just saying you just know from experience that
I just know from
yeah.
experience that even if we're giving them a free ticket, that somehow they're going to say, "Oh, my dog ate my homework. I can't
right.
make it."
And
blah,
even
blah,
if
blah,
we threw in a bent, even if we threw in a Bentley or something,
yep, then they're not going to
come.
You know,
okay,
and there you go. So
okay.
I just know. There you have it. All right.
Okay, so we'll do four with this, and I think Starley is very happy with that. She's texting me right now, says go for it. So this
okay.
is about as generous as you can get, folks. So
I love Starley. She, first of all, is much better looking than you are. But
well, that's not even an easy. That's about the easiest thing to say.
Yeah,
on her.
But that's easy, exactly. You know, but
yeah.
she's just the sweetest, most kind person, and brilliant too.
And
so
she's there the whole time too, and she's
yep.
usually has a really cool setup there for to teach media interviews on the side. She usually gets a little sign up sheet where she'll give you a few minutes deal to check in and look what it likes under what it's like under the lights, and it's just she'll have a lot of cool extras for you when you get there. So here's your last thing.
Right.
This will be four winners here. We'll
get ready to type fast.
What's that?
Get ready to type fast, folks.
Get ready to type fast. And how about this? Starley rocks. Starley rocks.
Cool.
Do it right now.
All right.
We'll take the first
Starley
four.
The first four. For those of you who didn't win tonight, don't forget you have until Monday night at midnight. Write a short essay. Send them to Tom. We'll go over them and get back to you. We'll get back to you either way, just so you know we got it. So
when I receive it, I'll email back "got it" so that you'll know that's
that
there.
It's received.
Okay, so let's see what's coming in here. Okay, we've got Tessie, T-E-S-Y. We have – now, if you've already won, don't –
don't do it again, guys.
Okay, we've got Tessie, we've got Carmen, we've got L. Stoddard, and we've got Holly. Tessie, Carmen, L. Stoddard, and Holly. Good, congratulations.
Congratulations, everybody. So
then,
Tom will send you the code.
And then I'll also send them contact information for Starley, and you send your once you make your deposit, just send your receipt to Starley, and she'll arrange your consultation via Skype, and so you'll see her gorgeous face right on the Skype screen, and she'll help you talk about getting on TV. All right. Okie doke. Well, anything else you got, Rick?
So I just want to make sure we gave everybody everything we promised. So we talked about publicity. We talked about press releases, PR firm, publishing. And here's, just to wrap it up, my goal is to help everyone get published. I work with 100 literary agents. I've published 1,500 authors the past few years at Morgan James. You know, we're looking for wonderful people. We're looking for great manuscripts. And by the way, here's a question. You know, we have agents who are looking for not only nonfiction. So I know some of you are listening saying, well, I'm written a novel. Well, great. We have tons of agents who are looking for novels.
And you even have children's books now, too, right?
Exactly. And we have children's books, and we have a Christian division as well. So almost any genre. So nonfiction, memoir, fiction, children's book, and we have a faith division. Again, Bruce Barber. You know Bruce.
Yeah.
He's going to be there. Brucey, I call him Cousin Brucey. He's my oldest friend in publishing. I met him in 1977. He was running Fleming H. Revell Publishing, and then he went on to head up a little outfit called Thomas Nelson Publishing. He knows more about religious and Christian publishing than almost anybody on earth. He was on Zig Ziglar's board of directors. He actually is now heading up a division. You'll see him at Morgan James Publishing. We're working with a film company, and he's heading that up as well. He'll be there. So the point is, whatever type of book you are thinking about writing or you've written, we'll have people to help you. Children's book, fiction book, nonfiction, whatever. You know, we have folks that are interested in them. We have agents that are interested in it. So now's your time, and now's the time to act. Go to the site. Get your hotel room before it's booked. So go to 101university.com and get, you know, go to accommodations, get your room for $109. We often, if you're single or coming alone and you need a roommate, there is actually on Facebook, go to Rick Frischman Author 101 Alumni. We have over about 1,550 authors and growing every day, helping each other. And on that site, you can post, I'm going to Author 101, I need a roommate, and you could find a roommate. But go there and sign up, and we have folks that will help you.
I usually have a pretty big suite, so I'll take at least 20 people at only $50 a night.
You got it. Okay.
I wouldn't even have to sell anything. I'll make out.
Yeah, and then Tom will take you to the hot tub when we end at like 7 o'clock every night.
Well, you know, that would be a good idea. Except I get in there and all the water flows out.
There's
none left for anybody.
You know, you keep on. I've seen you. You've lost a whole bunch of
weight. I lost about 50 pounds. Yeah, so I'm going to be ready to rock and roll. Plus, I didn't even tell you folks what I'm going to be telling you about. I'm going to teach you how to create a $50,000 production, video production about your business and your books and stuff for only pennies on the dollar. I'm going to be showing you 9 different revenue streams that we use here to create a nice cushion, you know, because I've been in all my eggs in one basket before in other businesses, and when something goes wrong, you're screwed. So I've showed 9 different revenue streams, membership sites, product sites, affiliate marketing, all, you know, I'm all about taking what you know and maximizing. In fact, I wrote a thing one time, how to take what you know and sell it in 19 different ways. And that's all available to you inexpensively on the internet now. So I'll be doing an early bird session and a main session, and I'll be there from the first one there, last one to leave to help you. And I'll probably be throwing a little pizza party for you after my session. You know, I usually go on before lunch, and you can come in. And I usually take most of my time on stage, almost all of it, just teaching you. And then if anybody wants to hear about my other stuff, then we'll go over and have a party and talk about it. So that's the way it usually rolls. All right.
Yeah,
what else we got?
We've been talking an hour and 40 minutes. I think we got
okay.
I just want to make sure we gave everybody, you know, we always try to over-deliver. So I think I just want to make sure we gave everybody a lot of content.
Well, any questions that didn't get answered, email me at orders@antion.com. and I'll pass it on to Rick. If I can't answer it, I'll pass it on to Rick. And for those of you that didn't win, you still won because, you know, the stuff you learned tonight is, you know, who's going to tell it to you that really has done it for 30-some years? I mean, so, and seen hundreds and hundreds of authors either be successful because they did it or not be successful because they didn't. So that's what Rick's all about and all that experience he brought to us tonight. So thanks, Rick. And I'll have the replay up as soon as I can. You'll get an email. Anybody that registered, you'll get an email of the location of the replay. Hey, feel free to pass it on to other people you know. They might write an essay and come along with you. But sign up. If you did not win, go over there, sign up. You can split the cost with somebody. You're going to see, go to Author 101, that's the numbers, 101university.com, and click on tuition. You can sign up right there on the homepage. You can see, if you scroll down, you see a whole all list of the people that are going to be there. We didn't even mention all the people that are going to be there. There's going to be book writing shepherds that help you all the way through a book, cover designers. There's going to be a whole trade show of people there, right? You didn't tell them about that, right?
Yeah, we got a trade show of a lot of great folks who are
that help people
ghostwriters, publishers, and you know all types of folks there.
Right. Yeah. So you got even ebook publishers there, and you've got web people that
ghostwriters are there that you can meet, and yeah, I mean we try to keep it, you know, where you're not going to see, like, you know, 50 exhibitors there. We try to keep it fairly small. But a lot of folks who can help you in publishing and writing and just kind of, you know, move your career ahead. So
a lot of resources and a lot of fun, enormous networking, substantial people like yourselves are going to be there. Easy flight to LAX, no car needed, beautiful facility, nice rooms, inexpensive price, nice restaurant there. So really, really the perfect setting. I mean, I've done I don't know how many events at this location, hotel, and many Author 101s. In fact, we outgrew the room we used to be. In the theater, there was a place called the theater that you could only fit so many people, and we far outgrew that, so it would be a big, beautiful room. And I can't wait to see everybody there. How about you, Rick?
Yeah, I'm looking forward. It's like, what, 5-6 weeks away? But, again, between now and then, you have time to get in that 250-word essay. And, you know, not everybody makes that offer where, you know, please, Tom and I are serious. Send me an email, rick@rickfrischman.com. Send Tom, you know his. If we can help you and we can answer any questions, you can always send it to Tom. He'll pass it on to me. Let me know. If, you know, register on the Facebook page. You can find roommates. If you're an author, certainly send me, you know, a proposal or start working on your proposal. That's some homework for you. Between now and then, you start working on your book proposal. So you can take it with you. Bring lots of business cards with you because it's a networking event as well. And an open mind and an open heart. That's really what it's about. But, you know, guys, I appreciate you all being on the call. Mr. Tom, thanks for hosting this, and I look forward to seeing you. I miss you. I only haven't seen you for a while, so that's why, you know, it's great to see you face-to-face again. So
all right.
I appreciate
I'll be there with bells on. So thanks, everybody. Author101university.com. Get signed up and, you know, really, really kick off your career this year. All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Thank you, Tom. Bye-bye.
All right. Good night.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted.